Today I'm going to talk about how to analyze spatial interaction between Harvey Brown and Plant System. We specifically picked up ragweed beetle and the common ragweed system. Ragweed beetle, this is ragweed beetle, and ragweed beetle is an exotic species of Japan from North America. It was firstly found in 1996. And a common ragweed is also exotic species from North America, but it was naturalized more than 100 years ago. We picked up this system basically from the scientific interest in the light of reaction diffusion theory. To what extent are the spatial patterns formed by limited dispersal ability of beetles? I'm going to explain about reaction diffusion theory in the subsequent slide soon. However, some of the entomologists in Canada and Australia are started to think that ragweed beetle can be used for biological agent for controlling common ragweed. A common ragweed is reported to be a source of pollen allergy for human being. So if we can extract some of the spatial interactions from scientific point of view, such a result will have great implication also from applied point of view. And the reaction diffusion theory predicts that self-organized spatial pattern will evoke from nonlinear interaction between two species, in our case, herbivore and the plant. And Husser, Cummins, and May conducted a very famous study in 1991 that they connect a local population in a lattice way, like this style. And each lattice cell have local interaction between, in their case, parasitoid and the prey interaction. And this figure is 400 cell systems, and each cells are connected by the dispersal. Even if local cell population cannot persist for a long time, but we connect all the system in by dispersal, this system can, they predict that this system can persist almost forever. Not only the persistence, they also found that spatial interaction connected by the dispersal will show very beautiful moving structure will evoke in this system. And this is this is a spiral structure, moving spiral structure, and they also found moving Turing structure or crystal lattice on the soil. And some of the quantitative ecologists are sometimes used to detect such a spatial structure in nature using autocorrelogram analysis. Imagine that this is a system, this is a natural system of our case, herbivore and plant. And if we observed for several times, we can get time series in each point. And in this case, point A and point B, we can get time series data like this. And if we plot each time point in a phase space of point A and point B, we can calculate the correlation between point A and point B. Not only point A and B, we can also calculate every autocorrelation in each cells. And these correlations can be plotted against the distance between point pairs. And Bjørnstad and Farouk developed non-parametric correlogram, and the 95 confidential limit can be calculated by bootstrapping list sampling. In this case, correlation one is some sort of perfect correlation among the point pairs, and the minus one is a completely opposite trend they have. And we can see from this figure that some of the spatial structure in this system have with this distance, and there is a statistical significance. And so far I talk about the system of single species, but we have two species in this system, ragweed beetle and lagweed beetle and common lagweed. And if beetle population instantly respond to the temporal fluctuation of lagweed, spatial configuration of beetles and lagweed share some of the topological similarity to the time series data. This is spatial configuration, say this is transect. That is, large biomass of lagweed gather up beetles instantly without any time lag. In such, we can observe some of the we can observe such a type of correlogram, and we can conclude that some of the spatial structure will be there with this distance. On the other hand, if beetle population respond lagweed in a lagged manner, spatial configuration also share some of the topological similarity to the time data. That is, the abundant region will show some offset between lagweed and beetle. In this case, the peak of the cross correlation is retarded a little bit from the origin. However, if we take lag one cross correlation, that is, if we take the lagweed population a generation ahead, cross correlation lag one will show similar structure to the autocorrelation of single species. Moreover, if we take lag minus one cross correlation, in this case, beetle populations are taken one generation before. In this case, cross correlation start from minus and returning back to the positive region. Now I get into the real system. I'm sorry, taking lots of time to talk about mathematics. This is our study area, 200 hectare, and this area were observed by myself and my assistant, two person. So we developed a really nice labor saving method, input the data and put it on the computer, and automatically data gather up in the database system. And this is a result. We observed three times in a year for 3 years. So we have nine census data, and each circle represents the patches of lagweed, and the red circle represents the patches which was occupied by beetles. And the lagweed is a fugitive and the pioneer species, so they are abundant in the early season, but gradually decrease as time passing by. To detect spatial structure, we follow the standard procedure to deal with such a type of the data. That is, experimental area was sliced into 60 meter square grid, and select only the cells which had at least one patch during nine censuses. This procedure minimizes the nuisance effect of unsuitable habitat around here, over there, laws or buildings. And the number of lagweed beetle adult and the larvae were all summed within the cell. And this is an example of the observation 2004 July. And this is lagweed and this is beetle, and there is some spatial similarity between them. And this is a spatial autocorrelation, single species autocorrelation result. This is lagweed and this is beetle. And we summed all nine sensors into
Really?
Into one autocorrelogram. But basically, we also calculated the seasonal and the yearly correlogram, but basically the result was the same. There was no spatial structure here. However, we observed slight positive, monotonical positive autocorrelation in ragweed and beetle. It says that monotypical autocorrelation tells us that there is global, regional, and the temporal trend up there, but there is no prominent spatial structure. On the other hand, if we take cross-correlation between ragweed and ragweed beetle, there is strong spatial structure in a local area, local scale, and the intersection between the abscessor is estimated about 60 meters. That is, so we can conclude that spatial interaction never extend to the adjacent cells. So within cells, there is a strong interactions. And we also take the log one cross-correlation and slight but statistically significant spatial structure was observed there. And the abscessor was intersection to the abscessor was estimated 120 meters, nearly double of the log zero spatial structure. That is, we can conclude that the cells which previously had the larger amount of ragweed will subsequently host large number of beetles, and the possibly beetle populations spill over to the adjacent neighboring cells. And further, we take log minus one cross correlation, but we cannot observe any prominent spatial structure, but monotomic negative structure were observed. So we can conclude that regional level, beetle population can suppress ragweed, but there is no spatial interaction were observed. So now we get to the conclusion, but we should skip over, and we've already made this result and method in a paper, so please check this paper. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
So I will.